One of the residents, Brian Banda, said the move by government was welcome, though it came a bit too late.
Masungo being the fourth largest city, we need really to decentralize things because people are traveling distances to Blawayo or to Harare to seek services of the High Court. We feel that it should have been done quite a long time ago because people really needed the services of the High Court. But now, since it's been open today, we applaud the effort and people can access the services of the High Court right here in Masungo.
Another local resident, Mugovera Makonese, urged government to open more high court structures in most parts of the country and stop focusing on issues that don't add value to people's lives, including the recent 1 million men march organized by the ruling party's youth league to show support for President Robert Mugabe.
The cost of justice must be very minimal to the residents of the whole country. I believe it is a question of misplaced priorities that 36 years after independence, we are celebrating the opening of the High Court in one province.
Speaking at the official opening ceremony, Chief Justice Godfrey Chichikawo Siku admitted that the decentralization of the judicial system was long overdue.
I also want to thank the Judicial Service Commission for the job well done. We should have done this a long time ago.
Speaking at the same occasion, Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa, who is also the Legal and Parliamentary Affairs Minister, said government would work tirelessly to speed up the decentralization of High Court services to all the provinces.
Decentralization of the High Court to Masungo is a welcome development.
Masungo becomes the first province to have a permanent High Court since independence, as such courts were established in Harare and Bulawayo during the colonial era. Reporting for Studio 7 in Masungo, this is Gandhi Maramba.